You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
2025 has been a busy year for RNIB, and it's time now to look back at some of the policy and campaigns work that's been making an impact on the lives of blind and partially sighted people. Joining me now to reflect on the year gone by are Sophie Dudgeon, RNIB's Head of Campaigns and Public Affairs, and Maksud Sheikh, Area Campaigns Lead. Welcome in both.
Hi.
Hello.
Good to be here.
Well, Sophie, can we start with you? What has maybe stood out for you in 2025?
I think 2025 has been an incredibly busy year, actually. It's the first full year of the Labour government that we've had, elected in July 24. I think the big thing I would point to is back in the spring, if you remember, we did some really important campaigning done by many thousands of blind and partially sighted people in defending personal independence payment. So if people think back, there were proposals to change the eligibility for personal independence payment, and we were just so concerned that this was going to affect people's ability to live independently and to continue living with their lives as normal. So we're absolutely thrilled that we managed to win a U-turn on that. There were 2,800 people who wrote to their MPs through RNIB's e-action on our website, and that really built pressure on MPs ahead of some key votes in Parliament. So I think we're really proud of that, and that was alongside many other disability campaigners across the sector. We're really just really proud that we got the government to drop those plans to tighten that eligibility. But having said that, you know, we know there is still going to be a review of PIP that is going to come through in the second half of 2026. And although it's going to be co-produced with disabled people, we just don't know what that is going to look like. So you know, we still have to be mindful of what might be coming forward in terms of welfare reforms. But for now, I think we can really celebrate the achievements we made this spring.
It's quite hard to keep up, really, Sophie. It's difficult looking back and realising how much has been packed into the last 12 months. Has there been a piece of campaign work that you think has been particularly effective this year?
I think the disability benefit cut, getting that U-turn, was like probably the highlight that I'd point to. But there are some really important things that have been going on, maybe a bit more behind the scenes, a bit at a local level as well. So people might be aware of the accessible information standard that is published by NHS England. That's about what how you can get your health and care information in accessible formats. Now, that's been around for quite a long time, but back in the summer, we were pleased that an updated version of this accessible information standard was brought in, and there were some slight improvements to it. So there was some different stages added to that process for getting your accessible healthcare information. There were people who with named roles who'd be responsible for implementing that standard at local level, and greater responsibilities given to those local boards. So we know that getting accessible health information is really, really critical. It still affects people's daily lives and is something that many blind and partially sighted people are telling RNIB about all the time. And at a local level, campaigners like Maksud have been really critical in making sure they're talking to the decision makers in the regions.
Maksud, what have been some of your highlights, maybe on more of a grassroots level? You know, you work very closely with a lot of volunteers and a lot of people in the community.
Things that have been going on at a local level sort of do a lot of it does reflect what's, you know, some of the stuff that Sophie's talked about at a national level. So, I mean, we have 5 area campaigns officers, and they work with a network of volunteer campaigns volunteer campaigners and supporters right across the country. And some of the things, like Sophie was talking about, the accessible information standard and the updated standard that was published in the summer. And we've been working with a number of trusts up and down the country and integrated care boards as well, both on implementing the standard. But then when the new standard came out, it was published, we were helping them through that as well. But I think we've also worked a lot with, you know, directly with a lot of politicians who on the ground at a local level. So one of our big things, I feel like over the summer, we did work a lot with regional mayors in South Yorkshire. We did a guided walk with Oliver Coppard, and that looked at it focused on the infrastructure of public transport and the challenges that blind partially sighted people face as they're trying to get around from one place to another, and you know, how change some of the, just implementing some changes around that can really remove those, address some of those barriers. I've done a lot around local transport because we, Steve Rotherham, the mayor at Liverpool City Region Mayor, he, we did a guided train ride with him on Mersey Rail, and I think that sort of looked at some of the accessibility features that are available to blind and partially sighted people and make things, make rail travel better for them. But also I think it underlined a key commitment in that region to have step-free access to stations as well. So, and that we did a short guided walk to follow that, which looked at other things like vision rehabilitation as well, and the importance of vision rehab and how that helps people get around as well. So yeah, that's been another one of our key things. And we did a webinar with the Institute of Civil Engineers. I think that involved about 200 people attending that. So, and I think that's really important because those are the people who design our streets. And if we can get to them and explain what the challenges are for blind and partially sighted people, they can design those barriers, those challenges out of their designs right from the start, which is great. So yeah, a lot there, I feel.
Well, so if you're looking ahead now to 2026, in what areas do you think that RNIB might be particularly active?
As Maxine was talking about, vision rehabilitation is something that we're really concerned about, people having their lives put on pause while they're waiting for the support to come through. Depending on where they live, there's really different waiting times. So we've now got more than 36,000 people who've signed our petition to Wes Streeting to act on this. We will be delivering that petition at some point in the spring and really keeping up the noise on that. Really importantly, we're first and foremost asking for some national standards so that we know what good looks like for vision rehabilitation services. We're not asking for the moon. We want the government to engage on this. It's been a really tough one to get their interest on, but we're not going to give up. So we're going to keep talking about vision rehabilitation as part of our out of sight campaign. The other things we know are coming up. We know there'll be some reforms being announced on special educational needs. So we're really working closely with our education team to understand what those might look like for children with a vision impairment. And we also know there'll be further reforms coming forward on welfare. So we're very much looking at what those might be. And in May, people might be aware there's lots of local elections. So there's national elections in Wales and Scotland, but also lots of councils, all the London boroughs and some mayors will be having elections. So we'll be talking a lot about accessible voting, and we'll also be talking to the candidates for those elections, trying to get them to think about sight loss and what the needs of blind and partially sighted people are.
And Maxud, how important is it to the work of RNIB to have volunteers who are dedicating their time to the campaigns team in so many different ways?
It's amazingly important because I think the volunteers and supporters we have working with us do so many things. They get involved in, you know, the things I've mentioned around guided walks, the work we've done around accessible information standards through the patient experience groups. They bring the lived experience, which is what at a local level, what decision makers want to hear, they're the people they want to hear from and what their experiences are. But it also helps build that confidence within the blind and partially sighted community of people, that these things, they're out there, they're available, you can use them, and you can go and ask for them, and it helps if they see someone else in the community doing that and they think, oh, that's a great idea, I'd like to do that as well. So I think that's where our volunteers and supporters have been really, really instrumental and really, really helpful to the work we do at a local level.
Well, for more information on RNIB's campaigns work and how to get involved, you can email campaigns@rnib.org.uk or call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999. Visit rnib.org.uk/news and filter by campaigning for updates from the team. And you can search RNIB campaigns on X, Blue Sky and Threads for frequent updates on the work being done. For now, from RNIB's policy and campaigns team, Sophie Dudgeon and Maxud Sheikh, congratulations again on all the work that you and the wider team have been doing in 2025, and we look forward to what comes next in 2026. Thanks again for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.